Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
Well, how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey there, Kevin Pollak here. Wanted to invite you all to become a Patreon supporter of Alchemy This. Go to patreon.com/alchemythis to become a VIP member. You'll get bonus episodes that will not be available to non-VIPs. These include the live shows and also special scenes that we'll record in our regular weekly in-studio recordings that will only be released to VIP members. You'll be able to join the live Alchemy This cast hangout sessions. You're going to get an exclusive hotline phone number. That's right. You can call in, leave a message, have a request, a comment, a question of any of the alchemists. You're going to get your scene suggestions for getting top priority, all kinds of incredible bonuses, and just be creatively involved in the show. We'd love to have you as a Patreon member. So again, go to patreon.com/alchemythis, and thank you. Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Is that Kevin Pollak? Was that? Well, I'll tell you this. When I was 4 and a half, my mom took me to kindergarten orientation, and during it, I shit my pants. And I seemed to turn out okay. Does that answer your question? No? Huh. But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? In no particular order. Please say hello to James Heaney.
Hi.
Jimmy Dean. Hi, everybody. Sausage looking penis sounds funny to me.
My penis sounds normal to everybody. It makes almost no sound.
Do you think we actually landed on the moon back in 69, or was it all produced on sound stages, as some believe?
I believe that we did land there. It's possible that that video was produced because they couldn't get a film crew up there, but I believe we landed.
We couldn't get a film crew up there?
I mean...
You don't think they set up the camera, went back inside for the big reveal?
I don't know. It seems like, to me, a difficult task for astronauts. They're busy with,
a
like...
A difficult task that wasn't...
I'm just saying, planned. I know we made it to the moon. I have faith in our astronauts, but whether or not they're filmographers, I don't know. I just don't know.
So you're going to give us a
an A plus on technology to get to the moon and land.
Uh-huh.
But it's just complete assholes when it comes to.
Are they jacks of all trades? They can be astronauts and directors.
I mean, those film
directors,
cameras,
they planted a camera.
But they're hard to work. They're really difficult. They're tricky.
Oh, man.
I'm going to backtrack.
Thank you. For God's sakes, I know everyone agrees with me, but they're afraid of Kevin.
Say goodbye to James Heaney. Next up is Craig Kukowski. Cacao. Do you think the late, great President John Fitzgerald Kennedy was shot by a lone gunman or more than one?
I think there was a few people involved with that.
See, now
I
that's
think
a correct answer, James.
Oswald was a patsy.
I mean, if you say shot by more than one person, there was one bullet hole. Did they all make it through the same hole?
There was
they
one
missed
bullet hole.
Yeah. So how many people could have shot him? Sorry. No answer.
So the one in the neck doesn't...
Okay, maybe I'm wrong. I don't remember how many bullet holes there are. Was there two?
There were several.
Okay, well, I didn't see the movie.
Oh, my. Back and to the left? Back and to the left? I didn't see the movie. You mean the Zapruder film?
The documentary by Oliver Stone.
Oh, my God. That is very coming off.
I watch the Zapruder film first thing every day.
Yeah.
Oh.
There's no better way to start your day.
Just looking for new stuff. Yeah.
Please welcome back returning champion Caroline Cotter.
Wow.
Ooh, 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 Miss Cotter. What's your favorite type of ice cream? And please don't be lactose intolerant because I have no tolerance for them.
Well, I'll tell you something. I like mint chocolate chip and I'm lactose intolerant. So I just shit a lot after I eat it. But it doesn't stop me.
You know, I'm 78% there with you. Chocolate mint can't be beat. If hot fudge accidentally falls on it, I'm not upset.
Ooh, that's good, too.
I'm not upset.
Unless it's a cone.
Yeah. You don't want the hot fudge on the cone. You can't have a topping.
What do you mean accidentally falls on it? Like, what scenario?
I don't know. Ask James.
Well, have you never seen two fast-working ice cream people, one person serving hot fudge and other cones of mint chocolate chip, Joey?
No, I
that's how it happens.
My mistake.
Feel better, Joe?
Yeah, I feel like a fucking idiot.
Let's see. I had a question for Caroline.
Ooh,
I'm sure of it.
It's okay.
No, that was it.
It was just the poo-poo.
It was just the ice cream.
The poopy.
Yeah, it was just the ice cream. You know, I was going to follow mine with the similarity is I don't necessarily shit myself, but there's a lot of gas, so maybe I'm a little
lactose
think
you
intolerant.
But if you don't eat it for 2 weeks and then you eat it
and gas occurs,
stuff gets crazy, then you'll know.
All right. Last, but may your socks always be soaking wet. If you think him least, it's Joey Greer. Joseph of the House of Tigrarian, if they could see you now, what would they say?
Please leave.
That's right. To you?
Yes.
Okay, okay. All right, let's get to our first scene. I should mention that we would greatly appreciate you, our favorite listener, to please write a review of the show in the next 52 hours, starting now. Apparently, this is what's needed to gather more of you and stay in existence. So please, help us if you really love us. All right. All of today's scene suggestions were gathered from our listeners' emails. If you'd like to submit yours, please write to the podcast at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's yournamehere@alchemythis.com. Our first scene comes from Kyle, who wrote, "Hey." That's it. He just wrote, "Hey."
Hey. Oh, hey, Kyle.
Really?
Isn't that weird?
What's up,
dude? Wait, there's more. Oh. I've been listening since the beginning, and I love the show. One day, my coworkers are going to ask why I chortle at random points throughout the day. Anyway, I have some scene suggestions. Take one or two or all three and make it a super show just for me. Or take none, and I'll only cry a little. Kyle, I chose number three.
Mm-hmm.
And here it is. The story of Jacob's marriage in the Bible is an odd one. He worked for 7 years to marry Rachel, but woke up in the morning after his wedding to find that he was married to her sister, Leah, whose eyes were lovely. I'd like to know how that morning played out.
Wake up!
What? I know you're making that noise.
Wake up!
Let's say again.
Huh? You're making the rooster noise.
Good morning.
Hey, Jacob.
Good morning, Rachel, my wife.
Oh.
You're my wife forever.
So
you're my wife.
Yes. So
I don't want to look at you yet. I don't want to look at you yet. I don't want to look at you yet.
Look at me.
Come on, you're my wife forever. I got the rest of my life to look at you.
Okay, well, I'm naked.
Should I look? I don't know.
Yes, it's not a trap. I have to tell you something.
Go for it.
It's easier if you turn around and look at me.
Okay. You look different.
Yes, sorry. You turned around.
Did you sleep on your face or something?
I did sleep on my face, but that's not why I look different.
Rachel, what the hell's going on? Why do you?
I'm not Rachel. Okay.
Okay.
I'm not Rachel.
Okay, I'm not Rachel.
I know you're not Rachel. I'm not Rachel. You're not Rachel.
I'm not Rachel. What's going on?
This dog in the corner is not Rachel.
Rachel, what is happening?
I'm not Rachel. I'm her sister.
Hold on. Time out. Pump the horse. What are you saying right now?
Time back in. Put the saddle on the horse and go to the races because I'm Leah.
Holy shit.
Look at my eyes.
Oh, God.
They're different. One is gone.
Yes.
And the other is a beautiful brown eye.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Wait, I'm married Leah?
Yeah.
Okay. So you mean I'm married to Rachel and you?
No, you're not married to Rachel.
I don't understand this. That's the lady I wanted.
Don't say it hurts my feelings.
Well, it hurts my feelings that you snuck in.
Okay. Well, what was I supposed to do?
I don't know. Not do this. What kind of bet was happening between you and your sick sister that made this happen, huh?
We had a big bet. We bet 5 chickens that I couldn't trick you into marrying me.
Wow.
So while I lost the bet, I did gain the marriage to you.
So my marriage, my eternity with somebody is worth 5 chickens.
Yes.
That's what it's worth. Oh, God. Where is Rachel right now?
She's at home. She's in the tent next door.
She's in the tent next
door.
Yes,
she's in the tent next
door. Well, then let's all go over.
Jennifer, let me just say on behalf of all of Apple how unbelievably thrilled we are to have you at the new network.
Yes.
I'm Ben. Let's just go around the room and have you meet everyone. Jennifer Saul. Aniston, say hello to Saul.
Hi, Saul.
And, of course,
Rick.
Rick.
Hi, Rick.
He's in VP of Programming.
Wow. Oh, my God.
I'm Herod.
And Herod.
Okay.
We're not sure what he does.
Oh.
Jennifer, we are so excited to have you. We've already made the announcement, as you know, that you're coming to the Apple Network. I'd like to pitch you some different ideas than what you've already sort of came in to us with.
You didn't like the 2-hour pilot I just showed you guys?
We did. We did.
It had its moments.
Yeah, yeah. And by the way, push comes to shove, maybe that's it. We're thinking, and I'm just going to throw the title out to you and see what pictures come into your mind.
Okay. My mind works like a movie theater.
That's right. So here we go. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not Rachel.
Okay. I like it.
So you know the character you played in Friends.
Yeah, Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to make it crystal clear to everybody. Because we did a lot of testing.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems everyone kind of thinks you're the character you played in Friends.
Okay.
So I'm still having a hard time not thinking that you're Rachel right now.
I'm sorry, sir. Are you okay? You sound like you're choking on your own tongue. Are you okay?
Is he all right? What?
No, I'm fine. Okay. It's just that I really grew fond of your character.
It just sounds like you're speaking from underwater.
Mm-mm. Not true. Is there something? Let me if I clear my...
Oh, God.
Jesus
Christ.
Rick. Good, dude.
Sorry, can you put like a towel over your head or something? When it just hurts to look at you.
Is this better?
Jennifer, I'm a I'm a king. I have a lot of money. I'm
King Herod, was it? Okay.
And I'm helping fund these Apple products and TV shows now.
Mm-hmm.
$4.99 if you want to join. And
do I have to pay if I sell?
Yes, you do.
Okay.
Yes, you do.
I mean, contractually, yes.
We would just take that out. So you wouldn't pay. You just wouldn't get the $5.
Take it from my... Okay, whatever. I thought it was $4.99.
Mm-hmm. You'd get $4.99 less than the $32 million we've already promised you.
Okay, maybe.
Okay.
So we love you. We love you as Rachel. I think we all agree.
Rachel's love great. You I as Rachel.
Rachel was great. Rachel was great.
Thank
but,
you.
You know, we just... As with the marketing team and...
We tested.
We tested.
No one.
We tested on animals. We tested on people.
Well,
I mean, we did a lot of testing.
We tested mostly on animals, not a lot of
people. Among monkeys, you only had a 30% likability rating.
No way.
Well, that's what the science says.
And what did they do to say that?
They flung their feces at the screen.
And that was a yes or a no?
That was a yes.
That was a yes. The ones that didn't fling their pool, we assume they don't like.
They don't like.
So. Okay, so. Well, that seems very reasonable to me, so I can't argue with that.
And the people that we tested, they peed on the screen, and we understood that as a yes.
Okay.
And the people who didn't, that was a no.
Okay, that seems weird, but you guys are Apple.
We're Apple.
And you invented the iPhone, the iPad, the iMac, the
Ball.
Ball.
Mm-hmm. And that's why we thought we would pitch you out some ideas today. And if you respond to any of them, great. If you don't, also great.
Okay.
Here's another one. Maybe I'm not Rachel.
Maybe I'm not Rachel.
That's another one.
Okay. Here's the thing, guys. It seems like if you have the word Rachel in the title,
yeah,
that's what people are going
to
think.
That's why we're trying to really promote a negative a connotation mm-hmm. with Rachel's gone. She's yeah. over. She's so dead.
What about what about something not even related to Rachel or
like
friends?
I'm Jennifer.
Okay, I like that because that's actually my real name, Jennifer Aniston. A lot of people call me Rachel Aniston, and that's not my name.
Incorrect.
It's incorect, yes. Okay. Why? You seemed unsure about that.
We had a little wager.
I just lost 5 pounds.
Please, God, stop it. Jesus Christ.
I lost 5 chickens. Rick, thanks for coming into the office. We appreciate you. You're sick. You're a sick man, and you shouldn't be at the office. You're getting people sick.
No, that's not true.
Yes, it is true. Stop saying it's not true. It's true.
This is just, I'm
the
not
mucus
sick.
Is pouring through your teeth.
I like to drink milk. It's not. It's normal.
That is normal to a degree. The amount you drink. People bring gallons of water into work. You bring gallons of milk and drink that throughout the day, marking it as you go. You sit next.
Rick, I just, if you have a minute, I wanted to go over your results again.
Mm-hmm.
They're great.
Thank God.
Yeah, yeah. All of your medical tests turned out phenomenal. In fact, I just want to make one little adjustment, mm-hmm. if I could.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to put you on an all mucus diet.
All mucus?
Yeah.
All?
What did the doctor say?
Just
spit. Talk to me, Rick.
It's all mucus. I feel like I'm turning into a Skeksy.
You're not turning into a Skeksy, okay?
That's what it feels like.
There's a box of Kleenex in front of you. Just blow your nose, Rick. I don't know.
Marie, Rick looks so good. What diet is he on?
Well, I was kind of down on it at first, but he's on an all-mucus diet. The whole family is,
too. Oh, my
God.
Well, everyone's looking so good and so shiny from the mucus
film. Thank you. I went down a dress size.
Oh!
Try some mucus.
I'd love to. Just in the bowl here?
Yeah, just okay. In the bowl.
That's fantastic, isn't it?
Just a second.
Oh, it's so good.
I feel so free.
You look better already.
I feel better already. Some more?
Babe, I'm not gonna have sex with you when you're like this.
What does it mean?
Babe, you're fucking grossing me out. Babe, you just spat out your tooth.
Come on, does that turn you on? You're a sexy guy.
Huh? Yeah, I know I'm a sexy guy. I work out my muscles for a living.
Does you ever spit on your arms and massage your arms?
I guess so. Yeah, do it. Oh, God, this is disgusting.
My eyes, I can't really open my eyes.
Yeah, I notice they're pussing up. I'm going to call 911.
No, man.
I'm going to call 911.
911, what's your emergency?
Hi, my wife is, it looks like mucus is taking over
her
body.
Can you tell me where you are in the house?
Where I am in the house?
Yes, please.
We're in our second floor bathroom. In the closet, in the pantry, in the closet, in the bathroom.
Oh, the one with the cute little toilet paper cover?
Why do you know what my house looks like?
It's just a guess. I've done so many of these calls. It's just something I do to pass the time. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, that is exactly right. I have a cute little toilet paper cover.
It's a poodle. It's a poodle's head?
Yeah, it's a poodle's head. How do you know that there's a poodle's head?
Oh, it's just, again, it's a fun little hobby of mine. So I'm sorry. What is your emergency?
Okay. My wife is covered in mucus, and I have a secondary emergency I want
to
report.
All right. Let's jump to the second one.
I think the damn guy I'm talking to on the phone now knows everything about my dang house.
I don't. It's just 2 bedrooms upstairs, though.
Yeah, there's 2 bedrooms upstairs. What the hell, dude? Come on.
Okay. So much fun for me.
It's not fun for me.
I'm taking notes. I've got about a 71% correct ratio. I'm super excited about it. What's happened to your wife?
My wife, she hangs out with this woman. She's a real bad influence. She told her to eat her own mucus, all this kind of dank stuff.
Right. So I'm not hearing an emergency.
Okay. Well, she's choking on her mucus. She's...
Rick, I'm the bad baby. That biblical show that you produced with Jennifer Aniston is on.
Not Rachel.
Not Rachel. Rachel.
Oh, that sounds good. Don't spoil the ending for me.
You produced it. You should know what that. It's also straight from the Bible. The story's in the Bible, Rick.
I specifically have not read that part, and I'm waiting to see the ending.
Who is playing Jacob?
What?
Who is playing Jacob? He's good.
That's Brad Pitt. You can't tell. That's Brad Pitt.
Oh, okay, he looks terrible.
No, he looks good there. It's all a lot right. of makeup.
Rick, I'm going over the show notes. They don't make any damn sense. I just don't understand from the pilot episode 3. You've infused some kind of sci-fi element to this. It looks like you've literally taken elements from Babylon 5. You wrote Babylon 5 just like Babylon. Oh, I don't know.
Let me erase that. I should erase that there.
It's a simple story. It's just, I don't understand.
Babylon 5 is a very complex story.
No, not Babylon 5. The story of Rachel. I mean, all we're doing is we're making Jennifer Aniston Leah, and we're just having her like the fun rom-com with it all. And, like,
wait, is she not from Star Wars?
What?
Huh?
Who are you? Jennifer Aniston?
Leah. Princess Leah.
Princess Leia, first off, Rick.
Oh, jeez, I'm embarrassed. I'm really embarrassed.
No, I'm just ripping you. It's a pronunciation joke.
Okay.
No. That character is from Star Wars, but I don't understand. Do you think? Oh, God, Jesus, I gotta sit down, Rick. My God, what did you say?
911. What's your emergency?
My ears are bleeding. I think my executive producers.
What room in the house are you in?
I have a room in the house. I can see. I'm at the downstairs toilet.
Downstairs toilet.
Yes, I'm right by the bidet, and there's a small buffet table next to me.
Right.
What's your emergency? Are you okay in the bathroom?
I'm fine. I think my producer's trying to kill me. He's saying the most insane things, and my ears are bleeding.
You may want to replace the hummus.
I should. It's turning. Table. Yes. How did you know that? How did you know the hummus was turning?
Again, it's a 38% on hummus. What's your emergency?
My ears are bleeding. I think my executive producer is trying to kill me.
I think you may want to replace those shoes.
Okay. Oh, you're right. Yeah. They're a little out of fashion. Just take them off.
Wait, what is this, 1998?
You're really good. You know me really well.
Well, I do and I don't. So, what would you like us to do?
What? What would I like you to do? What do you mean, help me? What do you mean, what would I like you to do?
You want someone to be sent over?
Sure. What do you recommend?
Should I just talk you through this?
No, I need help. I need a doctor or something.
Or something is what I'm thinking.
Okay.
Let's go with or something.
Great.
I'm going to send a dentist.
They're a doctor? Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very high suicide rate, so keep that in mind, please, when they show up.
And how long have you been having this problem? Open wine?
For the past 2 weeks or so.
How often do you floss?
Not often. This has to do with my ears that are bleeding.
Okay. I'm going to give you a shot of mucus.
Okay. Right in the mouth?
Okay. Okay. Your mouth should be filling up with mucus now. It should be harder to understand. And just deeper, more guttural. You should fit right in with your producer. I'm going to go fucking kill myself.
Remember, write to the podcast if we put too much mucus in your ears. Your name here at alchemythis.com.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every family has skeletons in their closet. Mine certainly does. Ones that go back 100 years and reach thousands of miles back to our hometown in Sicily. Ever since I can remember, my relatives told the story of my great-great-grandmother who was killed by the mafia. I'm Joe Piazza, and in my new podcast, I'm taking on a generational vendetta, visiting the scene of the crime, confronting mafia experts, tracking down Italian officials, and even consulting mediums to set the record straight on my great-great-grandmother's mysterious disappearance. And in between the fact-finding missions, I'll be drinking a lot of wine and eating all of the pasta. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Callie, what do you say?
It was! And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me.
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on Storybutton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now for time for scene number two. This one comes from Curran. Curran, who wrote, "Dear Alchemist, I write to you from the shadowy depths of hell. As I was committing dubious acts of treason, I found myself struggling to breathe whilst listening to this wonderful program, and eventually collapsed, where I met my fiery fate." God. So he laughed so much at the show, he fell to hell?
Great. I think he was working in hell and fell, and it was fiery down there already.
He already worked in hell.
Sounds like it.
"I can hear the eyes rolling around in your heads when the scene suggestions get too specific, so I'll come right to it with mine and keep it short." And then he just wrote a one-word scene suggestion.
Great.
Ocean.
Ocean.
Thanks for nothing, Curran.
Michael Ocean?
Yep.
Michael Ocean, yes, your table is ready.
Okay. I don't need to, I don't want to sit so far into the corner. I'd like to have a big table.
Honey, why do we do this every time?
It's not a big deal. It's just that they think because there's only two of us that we want to be hidden in a corner where no one can see us.
What does it matter?
What's it matter?
Here for the food.
No, we're here for a celebration.
Okay.
And to eat the food.
Yes, of course.
Sit us in the center.
The center table is for 16 people or more.
I will gladly pay.
No.
You'll
let's not gladly pay.
Can we get one that's just off center? Like maybe something that's for four people?
Well, everything's actually increases outside the center until we get to the very edges where it's just for two people.
I'm sick and tired of coming into this restaurant and being forced to sit in the shadows of a corner like I'm some sort of... I'm upset. I feel like I'm Strider from Lord of the Rings. Like,
Honey, maybe
I'll give
speak louder
some
with
money?
Paper
okay,
than the volume of your voice.
Listen. You're rubbing your fingers together. Are you suggesting my nipples you're going to rub by nipples?
No, not nipples. Here, let me just show you this. What if I was to give you...
You just ripped a $5 bill in half. I don't know.
You'll get the other half when you seat us at a good table.
Sir, I appreciate what this is, but for a table of two, I think it's appropriate to have a seat in the corner. That's where those tables would. I feel your dining experience would be anything other than fantastic.
Honey.
Yeah?
Clearly five wasn't enough.
Five wasn't enough? Here is... half of a $10 bill. We're talking $15 at the end of this meal.
I appreciate that. I think that, but I for your experience, I believe the best we can do is.
Is there a problem here, Curtis?
No. Are you a manager?
I am a manager.
Is he also a manager?
Is Curtis a manager? Curtis is our maitre d'.
I am a maitre d'.
Mr. Ocean, welcome back. We have your usual table right here in the corner.
I don't want that fucking table. I don't want to be sitting in the back corner anymore. I want to be in the center. I want to be part of the people.
Well, the center, as I'm sure Curtis has explained, is for parties of 16 or more.
I'll take an off-center one. I'll take an off-center table.
Well, the off-center tables are all... We have a very strategic design to our restaurant. We have a gigantic center table that holds 16 or more people. And then we offset that with four tops surrounding
the
center table.
I'll take a four top. No? I'll take a four top.
Okay. Do you have a party of four?
I will pay for two extra tables.
We
got
to blow to get a table in this joint.
Oh, that would be me, sir.
All right. We got 22 of us. Can you accommodate?
Yes, sir. Center table. Please follow me, sir.
Oh, center table. Oh,
table. Whoa.
22 is going to be all right here.
Yes.
All right. It's just us.
Just us. I sound like I have a lot of voices in my head.
Oh, that'll be fine. Fantastic. As long as there's many voices in the head, then we can
accommodate. Yeah, we will grow to a number of 22.
I cannot wait. Absolutely. Here's menus, and I'll leave some more scattered around the table. As your personalities express themselves, they'll be able to...
That one was also for me.
Oh, you threw your voice.
Yeah, I'm a part-time ventriloquist.
Fantastic. All right. Oh, I noticed.
You got a light?
Do I have a light? Yes, sir, right here.
Thank you very much.
You're not going
to
use it?
Okay. Don't give him a cigarette. I'm trying to quit.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Sorry. Forgive me that. I will bring the waiter over and you can...
How about the menus?
Yes, they are already here and I have scattered them throughout.
Are they all the same?
Yes, they are. The specials are in the first sleeve.
Can we get some different menus?
The child menu? Yes, of course. I'll go back to the maitre d' booth and bring one back.
Thank you.
Excuse me. Can I have that $7.50 back? We're going
to
leave.
I never had it. You let it fall to the floor?
No, those half bills were handed to you.
Mr. Ocean, please, there's no need for you to leave. We have your usual table in the corner.
I don't want that table.
We also have a hooded cowl for you to wear.
I don't want a hooded cowl.
An aura of mystery.
I don't want it to be a mystery.
Much like Strider and Lord of the Rings.
That's exactly what I said.
Later, Aragorn.
Yeah, that's the same character.
Yes, I'm familiar with the source material. That's right. Right here is your usual table.
Honey, let's just sit down.
Are you sure?
Am I sure? Yes, of course.
Because we can go somewhere else.
Crystal.
We don't have to.
Sure.
Fine.
Cherry on top, end of the night. Let's sit here.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Look who it is. It's the guy who played Strider in Lord of the Rings.
Oh, my God.
What's his name?
What
is his
name? Oh, my God. We're so close.
What is his name?
You're so good at thinking of things. You're so good at thinking of things. Remember when you remembered that name of that TV show when we couldn't think of it last week? That was so good.
Jeopardy.
Yes. Oh, my God. Alex Trebek.
Alex Trebek.
What was his name?
His name was...
It's him. It's that actor.
I know.
It's an actor from my show.
I know.
Should I ask for an autograph?
Go up to him. Go up to me like, I'm sorry, is this bread for the table? Hey, are you?
That's really good.
Because
you know we're
such a restaurant. Use the environment.
Yes.
What else?
Is this fork for the table?
Right.
Yes.
Yes. What is his goddamn name?
Folks, are you ready to order?
What is the name of the actor?
The actor?
Yeah, he was Strider in Lord of the Rings.
Viggo Mortensen.
Vito?
Viggo Mortensen.
Are you sure?
He's a pretty well-known actor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Eastern Promises.
Yeah.
You're familiar with No Country for Old Men.
No, I don't think so. But Viggo Mortensen. Yeah. Green Book.
Vimo Morbensen.
Oh, no. Viggo. V-I-G-G-O.
That's what we're saying.
That's exactly how I pronounce it.
No, that's not what you said.
I think I did.
Viggo.
Virgo. Uh-huh.
No. You're adding an R.
To the end of it or no? No, am I? We're saying we're ending with an O.
Just say V.
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 And go.
And go.
No. Viggo.
I can't help but think they forgot that we're sitting back here. We haven't gotten a water. Oh, excuse me.
Yeah.
We haven't gotten...
I'm busy.
Wait, can you come back? Wait. That's why I don't want to sit back here, honey.
Is it possible that you alienated every single person that works here when we arrived?
But we gave them what they wanted. We sat back here. I'm wearing their hooded cowl.
Can you own your behavior and how it affects other people?
Me?
Yes, you.
All right.
You're perfect in my eyes, but no one else.
Well, looks like the table that Tom forgot.
Ooh, tumbleweed. Are you our waiter?
I was a long time ago.
What are you now?
Now I'm just a part of the upholstery.
Uh-huh.
Folded into the space itself.
Wow. Tell us more.
Imprisoned in the restaurant, just like you and me.
What?
Oh, they'll forget you.
How can we help you?
You can't.
Really?
Really?
Here's $40.
Wait, don't give that to him. Only give him half.
I'm a part of the upholstery. I cannot use this.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Does your family know you're here?
No, they forgot about me a long time ago.
What's your name?
That name I forgot, but I remember the sounds of it.
Can we? Oh, give me two of the four sounds.
Greg.
That's an actual.
Honey,
if I remember, but I don't know what it is.
Honey, I don't want to startle you, but I think that's a chair.
You think Greg's a chair?
I think that person or.
I'm a part of the upholstery, yeah.
Are you, by chance, a chair?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. Are you, you know what? Do you mind getting away from our table?
Honey? Because,
what?
I'm a chair.
Sorry to keep you waiting, folks. Everything okay here?
No, it's not. This upholstery has just come up to us.
My husband is a little out of sorts today.
No.
The upholstery is lovely.
It's terrible.
Could I ask about the specials, please?
Yes, absolutely. We have a grilled mahi-mahi with a salmon glaze.
So you have the grilled mahi-mahi.
We have a grilled mahi-mahi, and we've glazed it with salmon.
Right.
And then there's a side of cod.
Sure.
So that's our triple fish special.
Uh-huh.
And
trifecta fish, I think.
We have a trifecta fish. We also have a hanger steak that's hanging right over the plate, and you've got to eat it sooner. It's going to fall right off.
Okay. And that comes with?
And that's $70.
Okay, well.
And that's just the steak.
So it's a la carte.
I'll take the hanger steak.
Will you?
Yes, please.
Okay, my husband will have the hanger steak.
Okay, it normally comes rare?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. And for you, ma'am?
Get the trifecta.
Okay, I'll get the triple fish.
It's fantastic.
Is it?
It's one of my favorites.
Can you just make sure then that you still have one available in the kitchen?
Salmon glaze up.
Let's okay, go. Firing the salmon glaze.
All right, this cod, refire this cod. This is not the way we do cod over here, okay?
Huh?
Refire the cod.
You don't want it skin on
alive? No, I don't want it skin on alive. I want it dead and cooked to go.
Okay, well, this is a little different from the last place I worked.
Okay, the last place you worked is not here?
Yeah, it was an aquarium,
yeah,
okay?
I understand that those fishes were supposed to be alive.
I don't believe it.
I need
stuff.
That triple fish. Is that triple fish working?
Okay.
Almost, okay?
We firing need to refire a triple the cod. Fish.
I have my steak. I need the triple fish.
I understand that, okay? Look, we got to expedite on time,
okay,
all right?
Okay, it's hard to catch the fish. There's a little slippery, okay?
They should be dead already. Don't bring these fishes in alive.
I don't want to kill the freaking fish.
You have to. We can't serve live fish.
Why not?
Because people don't eat live fish. They eat live meat.
Okay, well, we never had to do this in the aquarium.
Because it's an aquarium. People go to see the fishes alive.
Okay, so why can't we do the same thing in the restaurant?
I need that triple fish. That triple fish working.
It's firing.
Coming. Let's get the jasmine rice out here. Okay, thank you. All right, great. All right, where is that salmon glaze? Don't touch the plate. It's hot.
I was hot.
You were hot?
I'm hot, and the plate's cold.
Becca, please.
What?
Okay, let's get that salmon glaze.
place.
Okay, I'm trying to catch it. Give me a second.
I had some customers complaining that the chairs are talking again.
Okay, let's make sure we get those chairs muffled, okay? We can't have them talking while they're eating, all
right?
You
got 86, the hanger steak.
86 hanger steak. That's the last one. Give it back.
I have one here.
Give it back.
No, I have it.
If no one can have it, no one can have it,
can
all right?
Can I eat it if it's in the trash?
After your shift.
Okay.
So you see, Jennifer, you work in this restaurant.
Okay.
All right, and so you're the waitress who used to work at the aquarium, and we think it's hilarious.
Okay, I like it, but I don't know why the title has to be "This is not Rachel from Friends working at a restaurant."
Okay, well, we're open to ideas.
I was still confused. The problem is I was still confused when I see you on the screen. I can't help but think that you're Rachel.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Can someone else work in your job? You know what I mean? Like, can you fire this man?
Is that what it would take?
Is that what it would take?
You want to fire me?
No, not you, King Herod.
Oh, okay. You're the money guy. You're the money guy.
Jennifer, you're saying, what I'm hearing anyways, is in order for you to feel safe working here at Apple, Rick should take a walk.
I mean, I don't want to put anyone out of a job, but yes.
No, we'll find a place for him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, fire him.
There's a basement.
Welcome to the milk department. We move gallons of milk left and right all day, and at the end of the day, we put the gallons in a giant vat, and we stir it up until we go home. You understand?
Oh, man, this is not like my other job. I never practiced this. I didn't study this. I'm a CEO kind of guy.
You don't got to study this. We move gallons of milk left to right. At the end of the day, we dump all the gallons in a vat and we stir them until we go home.
I'm a creative.
What do you mean you got transferred to another section of Apple?
I'm a milk guy now. I didn't even know
you work for iMilk?
Uh-huh.
That's not what you're...
Maria heard about his demotion.
Yeah, but he has more time to work on his body. He looks good.
He looks really good.
Give me some more of that mucus. Skeksis.
How else would we have ended scene two, I ask you? Oh, man, it's beautiful.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every family has skeletons in their closet. Mine certainly does. Ones that go back 100 years and reach thousands of miles back to our hometown in Sicily. Ever since I can remember, my relatives told the story of my great-great-grandmother who was killed by the mafia. I'm Joe Piazza, and in my new podcast, I'm taking on a generational vendetta, visiting the scene of the crime, confronting mafia experts, tracking down Italian officials, and even consulting mediums to set the record straight on my great-great-grandmother's mysterious disappearance. And in between the fact-finding missions, I'll be drinking a lot of wine and eating all of the pasta. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika. Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh,
yeah. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Callie, what do you say?
It was. And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me!
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on Storybutton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Our final scene comes from Steve, who wrote, "I hope all of you are doing well."
Aw,
that's super sweet.
I'm having a rough day, but thanks.
Yeah. "I fell in love with the show after taking Christopher Walken's advice to take a listen." Interesting. "I've been hooked ever since. I have told everyone I know to listen and write a review for the show." "I hope they all do. My scene, a pet care product company that is ethically against testing their products on animals, is getting complaints about the effects people's pets are having while using the products." Because you see, they didn't test them.
Ah.
Oh. Yes. "Forever yours, except James, Steve the Sorcerer."
Oh no, Steve the Sorcerer.
I think you're really going to enjoy this. I think your dog is going to have a great time with this little plush toy.
Okay, great.
Mm-hmm. I'm just worried there's a lot of metal on the outside of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like spiky kind of metal. It's cute, but if our dog chews it, it's going to hurt.
No. This is from Da Animal Love, and they all...
Da Animal Love. Diana, okay.
And cool.
It does hurt my finger, though. So if it hurts my finger, why wouldn't it hurt a dog's mouth?
Well, the dog's mouth is cleaner than a human's.
Okay. So, you know what? I can just put it in my mouth.
Oh, but our dog's going to have it in his mouth.
No, I'm saying if I put it in my mouth first, wait, you don't want the dog to have it after it's been in my mouth?
Well, I mean, please pay for the toy. Don't just put it in your mouth.
Okay, fine. Honey, can you pay
for
it?
Are you sure? What? I think that you should put this in your mouth before
you
buy it.
You said I shouldn't do it, but now
I'm realizing if I have to pass this money off, and then we're going to have a sharp object.
If you put it in your mouth without paying for it, you'll be arrested.
Arrested?
Are you serious?
I'm serious. That would be stealing. So,
okay, fine. I guess let's pay.
Fine. Here's my card. Run my card.
Okay, this is half of your card.
Well,
yeah, he only gives half at a time.
Okay, mm-hmm. I need the rest of your card, sir.
Oh my God, what kind of customer service does this place have? You threatened to call the cops. You won't take half of a credit card.
Look, this is how we do business. Okay, this is nothing against you personally. This is just please, if you would like to test a product, purchase it first.
Oh my God.
Hi, folks. How are things going, Adam? Is everything okay?
Everything is actually not okay. I'm actually getting fucking pissed off.
He has terrible customer service. He wouldn't let me take a dump in the kitty litter box.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't?
No.
Okay. What else?
She wanted to do it on top of the kitties. There were the kitty litter box was flooded with little kitty cats, mm-hmm. and she had to poo-poo, she said. And I go, "This first off, not appropriate to do it, and you want to just
what
shower them
sign
with a brown...
What does that sign behind you say? The customer is always right.
That's what it says.
Yep.
Yes.
That's it. I'm putting this in my mouth.
What are you...
How is it, babe?
Ow, my mouth! Oh, my mouth!
babe, how is it? Do you like it?
Now, there should be some neurotoxins that are ejected once the spikes ever touch flesh.
I can't believe my name.
Babe, do you like it? I can't understand. You have a dog toy in your mouth.
It's a terrible toy.
Maybe a dog toy.
Terrible toy.
Shall we wrap that up for you?
I guess so, yeah. Honey, act like a man. Act like a fucking man.
Okay.
Did you like it?
No.
I guess we still have to take it since we sampled it.
Or you'll be arrested.
Curtis, why would they be arrested?
Because they would be stealing.
No, they don't leave the store with the item, then that's not stealing. He's just sampling it.
My mouth hurts.
And he loves it.
Oh.
Rodney, you know, if you can get my back sometime, that'd be great, okay? Because you're belittling me in front of customers, and it makes me feel like I have no authority here. And it's like, why work? Why work here?
Right.
You know?
What does the other side behind you say?
The individuals who are the managers respect the anonymity of the workers themselves and will back them in a judicial fashion.
Yeah, no, it says never call the police.
Okay, well then what's up with that sign? Because I'm reading two different signs.
Excuse me, can you help me?
Yes.
My monkey nearly choked on one of your collars.
Okay.
I bought a collar here last week for my monkey.
Yes.
And it nearly choked.
Okay.
I had to give it CPR.
Okay, good.
Well, he's fine now, but I'd like to return the collar.
It's used, sir. We can't accept a used collar. No.
He only wore it for like 5 minutes.
Well,
look. And then I left the room for like 10 seconds to get some monkey chow.
Oh, sir.
And then I came back and he was on the floor choking.
Sir, those metal balls that are coated in banana juice, we cannot return that. That's already been used.
Well, then I'd like my money back.
I can't give you your money back.
What does that sign say?
If the customer comes back with a complaint and issues an apology from the company itself, then we will offer money back only if and then why.
That's not the sign I was pointing to.
Okay, well, then what sign are you talking about?
That word, anonymy. What is that?
It's a legal term.
Okay, well, I'm thoroughly confused by that sign.
Okay, which sign were you pointing to?
There's so many signs here.
Which sign, sir? Which sign?
The customer is always right.
Oh, okay. So the middle one.
Yes.
Okay. All right, here's your money back. Here it is.
That's more than I paid. I want what I paid.
I don't know how much I paid. I wasn't working that day. Here you go.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Excuse me. I bought this training pistol from you.
Yes.
And it went off and my cat is dead.
Okay.
So I'd like my money back and I don't want this training pistol anymore.
I don't understand. The training pistol just makes a noise. It doesn't shoot anything. It's a projectile.
Oh, it shot something. I don't know if you tested it, but it shot something.
Well, then you bought a regular pistol, sir.
Well, I bought it here and it was under the training pistol area.
Okay, well, that is an actual revolver. You bought a revolver.
I got it from here.
Okay. Well, what do you want me to do?
I want my money back for the training pistol.
Sir, I can't offer you money back because the pistol did exactly what it's supposed to do.
That's it, motherfucker. I want my money back for this training pistol.
Sir, I cannot open the register for you.
What's that sign say? What's that fucking sign say?
If somebody enters the premises with a weapon, a weapon used to harm, uh-huh, and the individual behind the counter at the cash register is not allowed to open until that person puts down the gun and offers a soliloquy or a song.
Okay, here. I really, really think that you owe me my money back for this training pistol. How was that?
It's okay.
Can I have my money back?
Yeah, so you go.
Thank you. Bye.
Oh, my God. Rodney?
Yeah. You need a break?
Yeah, I just need to go on a Fiverr.
Okay. I'll fill in for you.
Thanks. Oh, my God.
Can you get some orange juice, please?
On my break?
Yeah.
You want me to get orange juice?
That's why I asked, yeah.
Sure. Do you want a gallon or
paper straw.
You want the company paper straw orange juice? That's the brand you want?
Yes.
Okay. I'll get you a gallon of paper straw.
I also want a paper straw in the orange juice.
Okay. So you want a gallon of paper straw and you want me to sink a paper straw in there?
You now have 3.5 minutes.
No, this doesn't count for my break, okay? This can't count for my break, Rodney.
Okay. Whenever you want to get on that.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Why did I say thank
you? Hi, welcome to Paper Straw, where our oranges are made of paper and our straws are made of oranges.
Yeah, I'd like to get a gallon. And could you drop a straw in?
Hmm?
I'd like to get a gallon of OJ, and then could you drop a straw in?
Okay, orange juice or paper straws?
Or a gallon of orange juice and then one straw.
Are you sure? Most people order a gallon of straws and one orange juice.
No, I want a gallon of juice.
Okay.
And then one straw in the gallon.
Okay. Are you sure? I'm just saying, we don't do returns. If you look at the sign behind me, it says no returns. And then the other sign behind me that says the order you're ordering is strange.
Yes.
So just confirming that. And then it has kind of a drawing of your face.
Yeah. Why does it? That's perfectly drawn on me.
What's sorry if you're still deciding. I'm just picking up a gallon of straws. So.
I'm not deciding. I'm getting a gallon of OJ.
All right.
Getting
fine.
A gallon of OJ. So.
Okay. Can you believe this guy?
What is weird about that?
Everything.
Getting a gallon of straws is strange. Getting a gallon of OJ is that's a normal thing to do.
All right. Whatever you have to tell yourself.
A gallon. It's a liquid fluid measurement. It's not for straws.
Okay. Sure. Okay. So since it's such a freaking weird order, it's going to take us about 5 minutes to 5 minutes. Prep
I got
that.
3 minutes on my break. I can't prep that.
Oh, sorry. I already punched it in, so you do have to wait.
You don't have I can't go to the cooler and just grab a gallon?
To the cooler? If you go to the cooler, you're going to find a bunch of straws. What?
There's just all cold straws in here.
Yes.
What the hell is up with these cold straws? There's no liquid of any kind
in here. Why would there be liquid in the straw?
This is paper straw orange.
Hey, Allison, just getting my standard order of a gallon of straws.
Okay, Rick. Okay, come on.
I'll leave it on the counter.
Oh, God, thank you.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Bye. Sorry, we went on a date yesterday. How do you think it went?
I don't, what? Based on that rapport
yes,
you had right
how
there?
Do you think it went? Do you think he likes me?
I think he does, but
you think he likes me?
I think he's seen other people, if I can be honest.
What?
Just the vibe I'm getting.
Are you serious?
I mean, I don't know him, but I'm just throwing that out there. Protect yourself.
Are you sure?
I don't know the details of this.
We had unprotected sex last night.
What the? Why would you do that? You don't know this man.
I do know. It was our third date.
Okay. Look, well then, whatever. I'm not here to judge you. I just think that was a poor choice on your end.
Why?
Bro, this dog food has human fingers in it. This dog food has human fingers in it.
Is that so? The dog seems happy.
Yeah, I don't care how happy my dog is. I don't want dog food with human fingers in it. I want my money back.
Okay, well, listen. Did you read the side of the bag, the ingredients?
No.
Now let's do that together,
shall we? Okay. Can you help me through it?
Beef.
Okay, I got beef. Beef is good.
Barley.
My dog loves beef. Barley. Barley. What is barley?
Are you serious?
Bro, what's barley?
It's a grain.
Okay, cool. I'm fine with grain.
All right, so there's grain.
All right.
Does that help? Beef, grain.
Uh-huh.
Fingers.
Oh, it does say it pretty clear.
Yeah.
Bro, I don't want human fingers.
Well?
I don't care if it says that, bro. I don't want that.
I want to kill.
My dog's been freaking out. It's got the human flesh flavor.
Your dog just spoke.
A little bit. Yeah, sure.
That's going to get you two bags for free.
I don't want any more of these hoo-foo finger fucking bags, okay? I want some regular dog food. Chicken. Chicken's fine.
What's your name?
I want to kill.
My name's Boof.
Boof. Did you train your dog to speak?
No, I didn't train my dog to speak.
We're running a contest, and if we could videotape your dog speaking.
Really?
Yeah. You could win $5,000.
For real, bro?
Yeah,
okay.
Yes.
All right. Let's do it.
Okay. Great.
All right. Now let's go to our video entries to see which dog has the funniest, cutest, silliest phrase. This is Boof all the way from Spilpen, Connecticut. And here is his video.
Kyle, I'm sorry. This is Dan from the booth. Can you read that again with less enthusiasm? Just like, if that's a 9, give me a 6.
Yeah, sure. All right, let's go to all the videos we have sent in for the dogs to give us the
okay, I appreciate
funniest,
the sarcasm, but
silliest.
Yeah, I get it. You don't
You're
like
clearly it. Giving him a 4.
You
Come
don't,
on, give him a 6.
Stan, I got
I'm this. Sorry. I'm sorry.
I understand you're not someone who likes notes on their performance.
I was a dentist before this, so this is really hard for me to hear because I did a lot of work on myself to get to a point where I was able to work with people again.
I respect your choices. Let's go back to how you were doing it. Ready when you are.
I'm not ready. I'm not ready.
Okay.
And
all right, do you
let's just play the fucking videos and then I'll do it after. Okay?
Okay.
Let's just play the fucking videos, okay?
Well, right, but we're just recording the sound wraparound.
Just play the fucking videos.
We also need to get some of those ad reads from Dianimal Love.
Fuck it. Jesus Christ. Okay, I'll just do one of the fucking...
Yeah, this is a recording studio, so we're not going to play videos.
Is.
I mean, do you need something to get in the mood? We can play...
Yeah, I'd love for something to get in the mood. I'd love for a little hot jam music to come on.
Again,
no,
I don't...
I'll get him in the mood. Stan. Let me get in the booth.
Stan.
Here, open this booth door.
No, lock him. Don't let him in here.
Stan's coming in the booth.
I'm going to get you in the mood.
Come on, man. Back up.
Open the door.
Back up, man.
Take off your pants.
What?
Take off your pants.
What the hell?
Take off your pants.
You got it.
All right. Now do some lines at a six. Was it a six we wanted?
Yeah.
All right. Do it at a six.
Okay. I am in the mood.
All right.
All good. Right. So
I'm
going to
put my hand right here.
Okay. That's on the small of my back.
Okay.
All right, so we got some videos sent in right now of these fantastic animals. These dogs are going to be speaking right now. We're going to pick the funniest one, the silliest one. And the first video entry we have is from Boof from Spitnik, Connecticut. Let's go for it.
Thanks. Thanks very much.
Yeah, great.
Larry, I think that's it for today.
Oh, I don't got to do the ad read?
Nope.
Oh, cool. So we're not doing that?
Yeah, we do have 7 spots for Dianimal Love.
So you don't want me to do it? Did I just get fired?
My mistake.
No. Did I just get fired out of my
ass?
You know
what? Just do the second one and the fifth one.
Hey, take your shirt off. Take your shirt off. Right. It's going to put you in the mood.
Okay.
It just ruins the acoustics. Let's throw this outside of the booth.
Okay. Can we start this one in an 8 and kind of segue to a 4 by the end?
Okay. The Animal Lover. The only group company that offers...
I think you're at a 2 right
okay,
now.
Okay, I'm at a 4.
That started at a 9.
It started at an 8.
I'm sorry. I just have this booth in 5 minutes, so I just wanted to make sure you guys are hurrying the fuck up.
Yeah, Deborah, you know...
Yeah, we are hurrying the fuck up.
Every day we have this conversation. You get the booth at 1.
Okay.
It's 12:48. That's 12 minutes.
Fuck, I still haven't learned fire. How to read a clock.
Right.
Okay?
And so it's
just really hard for me. Okay. I was looking at this plant right. And you embarrassed me in front of all my best friends.
Let's hug.
Best friends.
Okay.
Let's hug.
I want to take my pants off first. Okay, this feels better.
Are you in the mood now?
I'm in the mood to wait and to learn how to read a clock.
Also, it couldn't hurt to bring a gallon of straws for the room.
Thank you.
So it's just a nice gesture.
Can I get a room temperature straw? I don't want a cold straw.
Sure.
Okay, I'm going to wait outside the door, and I'm just going to look. I'm going to stare in. I'm not going to blink.
Okay.
It's don't be weirded out.
So you're waiting for the booth, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the booth, too.
You are?
Yep.
We're in the same recording session?
I'm going in at 3 o'clock. I just get here early.
Oh, I do that, too.
Yeah.
Cool. I got in early because I can't read the clocks with the lines.
An analog...
Yeah, that's what it's called. I always forget. That's how. Yeah.
Well, if you can't read, why would you know what it says?
Well, yeah.
Are these your pants?
Oh yeah. Oh my god, I'm so sorry. Yeah, sorry. Right. I just had.
Hey, why are you talking to that chair?
On. Huh?
Why are you talking to that chair?
Oh my god, this is a chair.
Yeah. How you doing?
Oh my god, I feel so embarrassed. I was just about to ask you out.
Oh, no, that I'm on it. Honestly,
I shouldn't do that, right?
You can. Why
no.
Not?
Are you sure?
No, that chair stays here. I don't know what that chair is telling you, but okay. That chair has been here at the studio for years.
What if I had what if I did a date here? I didn't take the chair anywhere. I'm sorry. I just haven't felt this with anything.
Yeah, no, I'm completely happy. I would love this. Can we get a hang of steak and then a cod?
I'm an engineer.
All right.
Okay, well, engineers kind of do the thing where they can make it all happen, right?
Yeah. I'll be right back with your fish and your steak.
Great. Just any fish. Anyway. So you're a chair.
I'm a chair. I've been that way for a long time.
Wow.
I forgot my name even.
Oh my God. That's so funny.
I just remember the sound of it.
What does it sound like?
Lawrence.
Well, Lawrence is a name, so that's probably what it is.
Don't know.
Okay.
Been doing radio a long, long time.
Okay.
Ooh, this date turned, huh? This date seemed to turn.
Yeah. I'm going to ask for the check when he gets back.
Okay, we'll split it. Do you mind getting the whole thing? I don't really have arms or cash or anything like that.
I guess so.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Do you mind putting me on top of your car and just kind of taking me downtown, if you don't mind?
Downtown?
Yeah.
You don't want downtown burned down 10 years ago.
What?
All of downtown burned down 10 years
ago.
Oh,
my God. Oh, my God. God, no one tells me anything.
Oh no, there was so many jazz there.
Okay,
no.
Here's your fish. Watch it. Watch it. It's still flapping around a lot.
Why didn't you kill this thing, you dumbass?
It's straight out of the aquarium.
What?
People don't eat raw fish. What are you doing? People eat
Idiot.
Raw meat.
Can I have a check, please?
Okay, right. I'll be right back with your check.
God. Where's my steak? They didn't bring my steak. I love that steak.
Oh, yeah. That is the way most scenes end around here.
Yep.
Where's my steak? That's our show for today. Let's meet and thank our alchemists, please. Well, you met them. Let's thank them. Joey Greer, always a pleasure to have you near.
Oh, thank you.
Right?
It's good to be near you.
I mean, you've heard that before.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's nice to hear it again.
It really, really is. It's just a comfort. It's a relationship blanket that you've thrown over me.
Can I try it again with sincerity?
Okay, sure.
Where can folks find you on the interwebs?
They can find me on Reddit.
Sure.
I'm just on there.
You like to post?
I'm there just hanging out.
You're there listening.
Yeah, watching. Listening to Reddit. You can find me at Jebby Grieber on Instagram. And
right.
That's about it.
All right, cool.
Mm-hmm.
James Heaney.
I mean, it's so simple. It's therealjamesheaney.com.
Uh-huh.
Check it out.
Was James Heaney taken? That's why you wrote The Real James Heaney? Or
well,
was there a
yeah,
faker?
Actually, there. Believe it or not, there is another James Heaney, but I tell you now with sincerity, I'm the real James Heaney. So go to right. therealjamesheaney.com. I don't think there's any reason to harass the other James Heaney, but he's not real.
Okay. That's fair enough. Craig Kukowski.
Lurking and trolling on Reddit, at Kukowski on Twitter, see Kukowski on Instagram, and watch the back half of season 6 of Drunk History now on Hulu.
Yeah. When you say the back half, of course, you mean.
Well, we shot 16 episodes, and they chopped them into 2 half seasons.
Oh, that's right.
So, yeah, the final half of season six is now up.
Part B.
Yes.
All right. Caroline Cotter.
Yeah.
Where can folks find you?
4chan. And on Instagram at Cotter Poop.
Cotter Poop.
Mm-hmm. I'm an adult.
Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
It was. Let's thank our engineer to the stars, Doug Bame.
Bame.
Our sound design producer, Rafael Brito. Our real-time producer, Sophie Lichterman.
Sophie.
And iHeartRadio. I encourage you all to write a review of the show. Tell everyone you've ever met. And write to us with your scene suggestion at yourname here at alchemythis.com. Yourname here at alchemythis.com. I'm Kevin Pollak. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, it's
Alchemy This.
Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting 2 young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.